Hey guys, all right, coming at you, Captain Brian. This is the Captain's Log with Dr. Dalla. Ask the doctor, he'll answer your questions. You ask me, I may or may not, but anyway, you'll get a good answer. So we're gonna burn that belly fat after the holiday, learn how to work the difference between a diet and a way of life. He's gonna tell us about fasting, he's gonna tell us about apple cider vinegar, and of course, the benefits of Captain Brian's vodka and rum. He even talks about that. We love you. Coming in live, the Captain's Log. Here we go, tune in. Welcome back, guys, to Captain's Log with Dr. Dalla. It's been a minute.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. I mean, Thanksgiving, the holidays, yeah. And everything else. And, I know we picked a topic that is appropriate after the holidays with all the eating we ate.
We got to slim down now.
We have to slim
down. Getting ready for the next holiday.
A lot of questions about weight loss, specifically your belly fat and everything else. So we're going to focus a lot on well-being, wellness, and what you need to do to get rid of that belly fat.
So what's the idea? Tell me what's happening today.
Brian, do me a favor. I'm trying to get also to... Can you do that for me
while we're
talking about belly fat? So Brian, first of all, belly fat is different than any fat around your body. So around your body, around your arms, around your back, around in your neck, these are called subcutaneous fat. That's the fat that is under the skin. The belly fat is called visceral fat. That's the fat that surrounds your internal organ. And that belly fat is like an alien in your body because it has its own brain. It has its own mechanism of releasing certain hormones, certain things. And it's really, really bad for you. So that belly fat, that visceral fat, is what causes, what can cause diabetes, heart disease, certain diseases, chronic diseases that are really, really bad for us. And we are really trying to cut down on that belly fat. And today, you know, our goal in that podcast is really to talk about how can we cut down on that belly fat? How can we trim? But again, not using a diet, but using a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And what's the difference between a diet and a lifestyle?
I don't know. You're about to tell me.
Absolutely. So
in
a diet, I tell you, okay, Brian, for the next 2 weeks, you're going to eat, just grapefruit. And then you're going to lose weight. Of course you're going to lose weight. And then 2 weeks later, you're going to go back to pizza and back to hamburgers and back to bad food.
Back to pizza again.
And again, pizza and one more pizza. and that's not sustainable.
Right.
Other people that do diet, what they do, they cut down on the caloric intake. They are decreasing it to 500, 600, 700, 800 calories a day, which is, again, not sustainable because you're feeling hungry all the time. You are depressed because of that. You don't feel like you're getting enough energy. And again, it's not sustainable. With lifestyle, we're going to talk today about what kind of food we need to eat to supplement our well-being, to feel better. We'll talk today about intermittent fasting. We have a lot of questions. I see a bunch of questions about intermittent fasting. I have a lot of questions about should we avoid refined sugar. We have a lot of questions about avoiding artificial sweeteners, specifically in beverages like Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. Eating more protein, absolutely. Restricting carb intake, restricting alcohol, but we'll have an exception.
Yeah.
Captain's Brian vodka and rum.
Yes, that's very important.
And we'll talk about what kind of alcohol you can drink, what kind of alcohol you should try to avoid. And what else? Apple cider vinegar. We'll talk about that today, apple cider vinegar. We'll talk about dairy. Should we avoid dairy or not? We're going to talk about vegetable and fruit and whole fibers. And at the end, we'll talk about exercise. And if we have time, Brian, we'll talk about meditation and how to, you know, relax and decrease the amount of stress that we have in our body.
Yeah.
So great, great podcast is coming out for us. So a lot of people ask us, Brian, over the last several podcasts, a lot of questions about intermittent fasting. And I've been doing intermittent fasting now for 12 years, and I love intermittent fasting.
Where did it start?
So intermittent fasting started about 4,000 years ago.
Oh, that's
when you
it?
Think about, right, okay. Right, it's nothing, nothing that we talk about today is some new gimmick that, Captain Brian and I, we have. This is some things that had been around for thousands of years, had been tested both scientifically and both the best test in life is a test of time. I always say this is, the proof is in the pudding over time. Does
right.
it work? How do we know that? If you look in biblical time, do you think, Brian, in biblical time, they had cereal and milk for breakfast?
I guarantee they didn't.
Guarantee they didn't.
They're pissed off that they didn't, though. They're,
right. Did they have Cheerios?
No, they wish didn't have they Cheerios. Did, but they
They have Lucky Charms? No, they didn't have Lucky Charms for breakfast. Absolutely not. So those days, you know, people used to have, if they were lucky, one meal a day.
Right.
And that was the meal, and that's what they ate. So what did they eat? We want to eat like what they used to eat in biblical time. This kind of food. Those food are not processed. They don't have refined sugar in them. They are very wholesome for you. They are very healthy for you. They contain all the ingredients, everything that you need to live a good life. And when you look at pictures from, you know, 500 years ago to 2,000 years ago, 3,000, those people look like, you know, when you look at gladiators, they look amazing.
Yeah.
They look fantastic. Yeah. You want to look like them. You want to look lean. There's no fat. None of them had, the only people that were fat those days are the kings.
They got everything given to them.
Absolutely.
They got to eat whatever they wanted.
They were sitting down, eating junk all day and eating more and more, and somebody used to feed them. That's horrible life. So you don't want to be the king. You want to be the gladiator. You want to be like, you know, from the movie, The 300. Captain Brian is going to make the movie The 400.
Yes, exactly.
The 400, right? Captain Brian. So again, intermittent fasting. And so how does it work for me? I eat from noontime to 8 o'clock at night. 8 o'clock after we have dinner, as a family dinner. Kitchen is closed. There's no snacking.
Nothing, you tell me every time. No snacks, nothing.
No snacks,
absolutely. Just water.
Plenty of water. Water is unlimited, okay? Unlimited water. I go to sleep. I wake up in the morning. I wake up at 4:30 every morning. I wake up in the morning. When I get to work, I have coffee. I love my coffee. And coffee, you can have coffee as part of your intermittent fasting. Coffee and tea is okay. And plenty of water.
But no cream, because you don't want to put dairy in it.
I don't put any cream. Right?
What about almond milk?
You can have almond milk a little bit. Just a little bit. If you know, just...
Damn it. I get extra every day. Extra, extra almond milk. They see me coming. They go, oh, this is the extra almond milk guy.
But you don't want to have almond milk instead of coffee. You want to have coffee with a little bit of almond milk. Not almond milk with a little bit of coffee.
No, but I put a lot in.
Right, right. So again, everything in moderation is okay. The amount of calories that you have. So almond milk, we'll talk about dairy overall. But I will tell you that I discourage people from having too much dairy. But almond milk, there's no dairy in almond milk, obviously. Zero. Yeah. So, and it's good for you. So I will drink coffee. I will drink some tea if I want to. I drink plenty of water. Noontime, 12:30, I have my lunch. People say, you're not hungry, you're not upset, you're not pissed off. Not at all. I feel great. I feel full of energy. I'm never tired. I feel renewed. I mean, I feel like my body is using very clean.
When do you go to the gym, though?
I go to the gym after work.
After work.
So after work, right. When I'm done with work, before I go home, I go to the gym. I have a trainer. I work out with her. And we do an hour session. And then I go home, take my shower at home. I don't like to shower in the gym.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I know.
I ride my bike to and from, so it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
And again, we'll talk about exercises today. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to go to a gym. You can do it at home. You can exercise. You can ride your bike. You can swim. You can do whatever you want to break a sweat. The function of exercise is a couple of fold. One, you want to break a sweat to increase your heart rate. But number two is also as a relaxation. It's my sanctuary.
Right.
When you ride your bike, you feel like you're relaxed. You feel like the air is coming in your face. You feel great about it.
Yeah.
It's all the stresses that we have about life, about politics, about who knows what going on in the news.
We don't have that.
Right, ex-wife, whatever it is. Well, all the nonsense that we have, absolutely. So, again, intermittent fasting. So, how does it work? How intermittent fasting works? There is a hormone in the body called insulin. And insulin is when you eat something, insulin goes up. Insulin is the hormone that makes your body takes carbohydrate and store it as fat. So, just think about it. Insulin, when insulin goes up, you're going to store fat. And most of the fat is going to be in the central area, what we call central obesity, or in the visceral fat. Now, if you don't eat anything, you are going to, your body will feel like you're starving yourself a little bit.
Okay.
They are going to reverse itself. Insulin goes down, you're going to break down fat, and fat, again, is clean energy. Just think about it. In your liver, you have about 3,000-4,000 calories of sugar, of glycogen that you can break. But in your body, you have 70,000-80,000 calories of fat that you can break. These are clean energy. Very, very good for you. You don't have the ups and downs that, you know, when you go to Krispy Kreme and you have a donut, yeah, you feel great right away. And then half an hour later, you feel, oh my God, what
Speaking
have I done?
Of which, on Saturday, I have a Krispy Kreme donut eating competition against my son. What am I going to do?
You're going to lose. First of all, as a good father, you have to let your son win.
You have to let him win.
I mean, beside the fact that
apparently kids, not good, because I am competitive like a son of a bitch.
Right.
Kids, I'm like a rattlesnake.
Kids can do whatever they want, and they don't. They are fine with it.
Okay.
You have 4 donuts, and you'll regret it for the next year. You're going to be on special diet and special colonic and special I don't know what. So, you know, your son can do whatever he wants. He can have 12 donuts.
Okay.
His weight will not change at all.
No.
You are going to have 4 donuts and you are
Gain
going to you are going to feel like horrible. You are going to feel like crap.
Yeah.
That's
going for a dozen though.
You're going for a dozen.
I'm gonna try to eat a dozen.
They better be nice and warm. Nice and warm.
They gotta be hot with the light on.
So, you know, a lot of people ask us, you know, what about the idea that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? And every mother, and I'm sure your mother said that to you, hey, Brian, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And mothers are always right, and she was right, and my mother said the same thing. Mothers said that to their kids. They don't say that to the adults' kids.
Right.
To their kids.
Because they need the energy
to grow. And they grow up, and you, Brian, growing out.
Yeah.
So we don't want to grow out, we want to grow up. So you want to avoid that breakfast. Now, kids, should they have breakfast? Absolutely, kids should have breakfast. So again, the benefits of intermittent fasting, you know, you have weight loss, you have improved concentration, you have increased energy, you have improved, in if you are diabetic, type 2 diabetes, lower your blood cholesterol, improve your fat burning. There is even some research that showed that intermittent fasting will improve Alzheimer's and dementia.
Really?
Remarkable, remarkable. So a lot of question, a lot of people ask us, hey, what should I do? What type of food should I avoid? You know, so I always, my pet peeve is diet soda. Please, please, please avoid diet soda.
It's terrible. It tastes terrible too.
Absolutely.
Who's drinking diet soda?
I don't understand that. I mean, what kind of other animal besides human being, you know, have Pepsi or Coke or whatever soda?
Nobody.
Nah. I mean, and they had been, those animals had been around for millions of years before us.
Yeah.
And they'll been around when we are extinct. You understand that? You know, the alligator and the turtles, do you see them drinking soda?
No.
They had been around for a million of years. Human being, as we know them, had been around only for 40,000 years, the way we are now. And, you know, turtles had been around for millions of years. They know what they're doing. Maybe we can learn something from
them. Let's learn from the turtles and the gators,
absolutely,
guys.
Absolutely. So cut down on refined sugar, cut down on anything that has, you know, these simple carbs in it. Plenty of vegetable, absolutely. Sweet potatoes, we know from vegetable perspective, absolutely.
Wait, you like a sweet potato over a regular potato, right?
Over, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. How much water should you drink? Brian, you should drink as much water as you can, but the key is looking at the color of your urine. If your urine is yellow, you don't drink enough. If your urine is clear, you drink plenty. So concentrate on looking at the color of the urine. If you pee and your color is dark, drink more and more water. But again, it's very, very difficult to drink too much water. You understand? It's not like something that
you can, technically, right?
There is a psychological, a psychiatric disorder of people that drink too much water. When they do that, their sodium level goes down. It's called hyponatremia, and you can get into trouble with that. Again, extremely rare, does not apply to you and I and most of the people that I know of. What other questions we get? So, what food should I focus on eating? Again, unprocessed food. Unprocessed food is the food that you should really... It's very difficult to have completely unprocessed food because, after all, even whenever you go to the supermarket, I always say, go to the periphery. On the side of the supermarket is where the good food. In the center of the supermarket is where the processed food.
Absolutely.
You know, out in the side, you have refrigeration, you have all the vegetable, you have all the fruits, you have everything that is good is on the side. You have all the fish, all the chicken, everything else is on the side. In the middle of it's all in boxes, it's all made in a lab. So try to avoid that. So unprocessed food. How often do I eat in restaurants? We tend to eat once a week in a restaurant. A lot of people.
Once a week? You're a terrible customer.
I know. I'm a terrible customer.
I need more than that.
Right. With your lifestyle and everything, you eat more. But again, I know you, Brian. I know when you go to a restaurant, you go for the good food.
Yes.
You will go for seafood. You will go for things that are more fresh. Things that you are going to ask, hey, what's fresh? You should ask that. Ask the waiter or the waitress, hey, what's fresh? What's good on the menu today? They are going to be honest with you. They want a nice tip. They are going to serve you what's good. So again, ask for what's fresh. If the salmon is fresh, have some salmon.
I eat sushi all the time.
I love sushi.
Sushi's good.
Sushi,
but not the fried sushi.
No, of course
not. You gotta have the fish and the rice.
I've been in Japan many times. Nobody has fried fish,
right?
Sushi in Japan.
That's just
it's
a US
something.
Thing.
It's a US thing to everything fried, especially in the South. You know, let's fry everything, right? So what else? What else is what about? So people ask us about. Sugar in fruit, is that okay? So how much fruit you should have? So again, an apple a day will keep the doctor away. I truly believe in that. So the sugar in fruit is different than refined sugar because it has fiber in it and the fiber counteracts some of the sugar. And there is a limit on how much you can take. You can take an apple. You cannot eat more than one apple, an apple and a half. You cannot eat 6-7 apples. On the other hand, you were planning to have a dozen donuts today.
Yeah, that's
tomorrow on this weekend.
On Saturday. That's my goal. I got to go for a dozen.
So refined sugar.
Because I don't think he can eat a dozen, the little guy.
Oh, he can.
He can. Oh, he's going to take me out there.
Don't underestimate
him. He's going to take me out.
Oh, he may. So sugar, refined sugar has a way, an ability to increase your appetite. So that's why a lot of restaurants, a lot of places put sugar in different things because it does increase your appetite. So you have to be careful. Again, in donuts, why you can have more than one donut because of that increased appetite. You feel like, wow, it feels good. I want to have some more of that. What else a question people ask us? Can we talk about any studies to prove what I talked about? Yes. So there is a study from JAMA, which is one of the major journal in medicine, that shows that people that have more quality type of food, doesn't matter how much food you had, they had unlimited but good quality food, was more important than counting calories to weight loss. So the quality is more than important than the quantity of the food. So quality, again, and you preach about that. I know on your Facebook page it says you don't eat leftovers. You eat healthy food.
Yeah, always.
You're not going to eat something that somebody cooked 2-3 days ago.
Never. But people always tease me. You're eating again. But I try to eat all clean.
Right. Right. So if you eat clean, if you have good quality food, you can eat more good quality food. So the quality is important. What am I looking for, you know, when I go to the supermarket on nutritional labels? Should we charge that phone, Brian, or we are good?
Why does it say it's low?
No, it says 20% before.
I think
we're okay. Good. So when people ask about nutritional label, Brian, I believe that most good food that we have doesn't have nutritional label. When I look at, for example, on broccoli or avocado or asparagus or chicken, all these items, they don't have nutritional label on it, right? Because they are not made in a lab. Things that are made in a lab have more nutritional labels on them. Things that are made somewhere that were processed have nutritional label on it. But things that were made, you know, by nature don't have that. Let's talk a little bit about alcohol. I know you are in the vodka and the rum business now.
Yes.
But by the way, I mean, I tried your rum, I tried your vodka. Both of them are delicious.
Thank you, sir.
And
thank
I want
you.
To highlight delicious because people ask me, you know, what do I think about drinking alcohol? I say, you know, if you drink alcohol, drink in moderation and drink good alcohol, number one. Number two, you know, drink it because it tastes good and it makes you feel good. Don't drink it because it's healthy for you or anything like that. Drink it because it's a social lubricant.
Sure.
So people ask me, hey, what about vodka or rum? Does it have any carbs in it? And the answer is vodka and rum and whiskey for that matter, they're okay with keto diet. So if you want to go into ketogenesis, there is no carbs. No carbs, Brian. Did you know that? No carbs in your vodka. There is no carbs in your rum. Okay?
Yep.
Very, very important. So people that want to go on certain diets, they don't want to have any carbs.
And my vodka and rum is gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
And
carb-free.
Yeah. And the vodka is sugar-free.
Yeah, sugar-free, of course. So your vodka is sugar-free, has no carbs in it, and it's gluten-free. Impressive. So again, it's delicious. It's distilled multiple times. It tastes very good. I always say, my father used to say that, if you have alcohol, have good alcohol. And so I encourage people to try it. Try a vodka and say, tell them that they should tell you what they think about it.
I agree.
Try the rum.
Tell me.
Yeah, absolutely. So people ask us, should I drink milk? My quick answer is no, you should not drink milk. Milk should be drunk only by kids. In fact, humans are the only mammals that drink another mammal's milk in adulthood. So, almond milk is okay. You know, there are other healthy alternatives, but try to avoid milk. People ask us, if I don't drink milk, how do I supplement calcium? So spinach has calcium, kale has calcium, okra has calcium, different white beans has calcium, sardines have calcium, plenty of calcium.
Yeah,
really, plenty of calcium. Eat healthy diet and you have plenty of calcium. People ask, what's my opinion about power bars? Power bars, everywhere you go, power bars. So very briefly, most of these power bars are essentially a Snicker bar with protein. So you're taking junk and you're adding protein. You don't need that.
A lot of soy
as well.
I can't touch any.
So you're having a processed food that is essentially the same nutritional value as Snicker bar with some protein. What for? Have a piece of chicken. Have a piece of fish. Have a piece of salmon. Have some seafood. Have some scallops. Absolutely delicious. Wonderful. Good for you. But I mean, protein bar, what's the function here? What's the objective here? So again, just to underline that, sugar overall, if sugar came to the market as is, as we know it today, the FDA will not approve it. Sugar is really, really bad for you. It's really an empty calorie that you really don't need. I encourage people to cut down on the amount of refined sugar to a minimum. Yeah. I think we cover, people ask us about coffee. I love coffee. I drink coffee. Multiple studies that coffee is good for you. I always preached about that. If you drink coffee, drink good coffee. Don't drink some junk coffee that you buy on sale out of the jar. Drink good coffee. Spend another dollar for a bag, another $2 for a bag, and you have great coffee. After all, it's a thing that will put a smile on your face in the morning. It's a thing that you say good morning to. Why not spend that money?
And somebody asked apple cider, right?
A lot of questions about apple cider vinegar. So apple cider vinegar, Captain Brian, had been around for about 3,500 years.
Really?
Remarkable. Biblical time. When you go to Italy, to Rome, in breakfast, they put apple cider vinegar on the table. People mix it with their salad. People put it on everything. So apple cider vinegar had been around for a long, long time. What's the idea behind it? First of all, how do you take it? I take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in 6 to 8 ounces of glass of water. And normally my water is chilled, but it doesn't have to be chilled. It tastes better if it's chilled.
So you take a left ear. Yeah.
And in the morning when I wake up and at night before I go to bed.
Oh, you do it twice a day?
I do it twice a day. Tablespoon, mix it in a glass of water, drink it. It will decrease your appetite. There are several scientific investigations that document that apple cider vinegar decreased your glucose response. It will improve your heart health. It will control diabetes type 2. It will improve your cholesterol level. It will suppress your appetite. Again, there is a study from NIH a year ago that showed everything that we talked about. This is proved scientifically, and again, the proof of time.
Wow.
This had been around for 3,500 years ago. The only reason that nobody talks about it is because it's very, very cheap. Apple cider vinegar costs $3-$4.
Yeah, there's no built-in marketing dollars.
That's right.
There's nobody getting rich.
There's nobody can get rich.
Except Bragg.
Except Bragg or the other. Right, the Bragg, that's a brand I use, but you don't have to use that brand. We don't get any royalty, right, Brian?
No, we get no royalty. But if you guys want to, if you do want to sponsor us, you can go to our website, thecaptainslogpodcast.com. By the way, like and share us. I'm going to give a plug to ourselves right now because Dr. Dollar's on every Tuesday. You don't want to miss that episode, but you can also download them all. If you go to iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, whatever, if you're watching the podcast, give us a rating, even if it's a 1-star. Maybe you don't like Dr. Dollar, give him a 1-star. Give me 5 stars.
Of course.
Damn one. Of course. No, anyway, just kidding. I don't care what this rating is, but rate us. Be honest, but we do want to know what you say. Because, you know, the better the ratings are, the more ratings we get, the higher we are on iTunes. We want to climb the ladder, baby. All right, we're done. Go. Sorry.
What else? So people ask us a lot of questions about what kind of exercises I do and you do. So the type of exercise I do at least 3 times a week, which I encourage people, 3 times a week is the magic number for me, is high intensity interval workouts. So you really have to bring your heart rate up. You have to break a sweat. And that exercise works for me very, very well. Do I lift weight? Yes, I do. I don't go crazy with heavy weights. I go with lighter weights, more repetition. But I sprint. I love sprinting.
Yeah.
People ask me why I don't go long distance running. Just because when I watch the Summer Olympics and I see, for example, Usain Bolt, who is the fastest runner on earth, and I see the guy from Ethiopia that runs the marathon.
Yeah, he's running 26 miles. He's a skinny twig.
I want to look like Usain Bolt. Correct. I want to look like him. I want to be strong, feel. Yeah. That's who I want to look like. So people ask me what kind of vitamins do I take. I take the only vitamin, most of my vitamins I take from you know, vegetables and healthy fruit. But from time to time I get a B12. And I use methionine and acetyl and choline to help my metabolism, help me sleep. I take vitamin B12 shot. It's a shot of vitamin B12 with methionine, inositol, and choline. Those help mobilize fat around the body.
Oh.
And again, if people have questions, send us a note or send me an email.
Do you do that shot?
I do that shot. I get myself the shot and I get the shot once a week.
Guys, we're going to get a shot right now. We gotta go. No, just kidding.
So it works for me. What else?
So I was going to ask you something, and then I talked about the shot, and I totally forgot what the heck I was going to ask you. I'm useless today.
You know, the only other thing that I want to talk about is stress. I mean, we are under bombardment. When you watch TV, when you watch the news, you see badness. You see politicians. You see corruptions. You see, you know, badness, airplane crashes. You don't see anything good.
All 99%
of the things that happen in the world are good. Most people are good people, and we never see that, and that really disturbed me, because we should see more goodness. You know, it's right. Thanksgiving, Christmas is coming. I see a lot of goodness. I see a lot of good people around. I see people wants to be happy. People want to celebrate the holidays. I see people are doing good things. And either the media is going to change and they're going to put some good news, which I doubt because it doesn't sell.
Left here,
yeah. Yeah, we'll take a left and we'll make a turn. Oh yeah, left here. I'm sorry. Or you guys should stop, you know, watching bad things, because it does affect you badly. It will increase and
hormone in your body. Positivity is positive health.
Absolutely.
I agree with that.
When you are negative, it increases a hormone called cortisol. It's a stress hormone. It works against testosterone. It works again. It will increase your belly fat. It will work against you completely.
So for the record, I agree with everything you're saying, but I disagree with that as well. I didn't want it to be like just that. I agree.
Just
with.
That. No. Thank you, Brian.
I agree
Thank
with
you.
Everything.
Thank you.
You're the doctor.
Thank
when
you
I know
for that
fit in a thimble.
Thank you very much.
I know
much.
Nothing about what we're talking about today. I'm just along for the ride.
Hence, it's called Captain Brian, not Dr. Brian.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Hence the captain before.
That's why you get the DR in front of your name.
And the title captain.
Yes. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed the captain's vlog, because Dr. Dollar gave us a bunch of information. You're going to just have to replay it 50 times until you write down all the details on how to do this amazing fasting, how to lose that belly fat here on the captain's log. Dr. Dollar, thanks, buddy.
Buddy, thank you.
I can't wait till next week. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Keep it going. Keep it sexy. And I'll talk to you soon, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, that's the show. It's a wrap. Hope you liked it. Dr. Dollar, every Tuesday, Dr. Dollar makes you holla. Ask the questions. We'll give you the answers right here on the captain's log. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow. But like, share, say hello. If you want to leave a comment, we'll always answer your questions. This is the captain's log. Download all the episodes, thecaptainslogpodcast.com. Love you guys. We out.